our time to worship. And, you know, there are times when we wish there were just all kinds of people here. But, you know, to Jesus Christ, who is here, it makes no difference because you are here. And the Lord wants you to know that. You are here, and that's what counts. And Jesus is here because he said, I will be there with you. So let's just remember that as we go to worship. I just want to just have a little opening scripture, and I just felt a nudge to really open with a little piece of what Judea is going to teach about, because it is so worth hearing more than once. So from 1 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9, finally, says Peter, all of you live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers and sisters. Be compassionate and humble, and do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but repay with blessing. Live in harmony with one another and be sympathetic. Peter is telling us, know the men and the women and the young men and the young women that you are sitting near or that you're in church with. Be aware of where their hearts are and where their lives are, and be in harmony with that. Have anybody here ever sing, ever played a musical instrument or hear? Have anybody ever heard somebody sing off key? What does that feel like? Yeah. I asked Mary Ray, and she said, it sounds like, you know. Harmony is where when a person changes what they're going through in life, we change with them in order to walk with them in what they're experiencing. You know? So I think it's good to just realize how much, how important it is to our Creator and Redeemer that we walk in harmony with one another. We know each other, we live in sympathy and forgiveness and blessing. So let's go to the Lord and just say, Lord, make us those kind of men, those kind of women as we worship. Amen.
That being said, it also says, make a joyful noise. So if you are off a little bit, that's okay.
God really loves okay. A joyful singer.
That's right. He can change that pitch any way he wants. By the time it gets up to him, who knows?
encourage you that you notice that some of our brothers and sisters came up to pray with those of us who came to the Lord, kind of a knelt down. And see, that's an example of being in harmony. Do you see that? Being in harmony with a brother or sister who is in need of prayer. And I just encourage you, we all feel that little hesitancy, that little, God won't pay attention to me, it'll look embarrassing if I go up to pray with somebody. Let Jesus give you the courage to come and pray with your sister or brother, you know, with anyone who asks you. That's a way we become in harmony both with Jesus and also with our brother and sister. So praise God. Praise God. Help us to grow in that. So we want to gather tithes and offerings. So if those of us who have been kind of tapped to collect the offerings would come forward. And if no one comes forward, if you would allow yourself to be tapped right now. All right. The tappees are here. Lord, help us to have generous hearts. Help us to treat our money as a gift from you and not just something to be held onto in anxiety. Give us generous hearts. Lord, we ask you to bless this money that we give. Use it for your perfect purposes. Amen. So, we have a little time to get together with our younger brothers and sisters who are going to be in Sunday school. So if you would all come up to the front. If you're heading to Sunday school, come forward. There you go. Come on, Angel. Kids. Oh, this is great. Jadav.
Are there any more young people that need to be up here? Because I have something special for you.
let's everybody stand up and extend our hands and just pray. You are praying for these little ones. We are all praying. Holy Spirit, do for them what we need you to do for us. Open their hearts, open their ears, and just cause their time in Sunday school to be something that really forms them in you. We just pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. announcement number one, Wednesday night, 6:30 to 8, Bible study with John Caldwell. Now, we call it Connect Group, but I thought that might have a little more pizzazz. The second thing is, we have a big box of lost and found. You've lost it. It's in the box. So please check and find out. Thirdly, the women are gathering on Thursday morning. It's in the bulletin, and that's an important gathering of women who pray, and we need you, sisters, to be praying if you can. The last thing I want to tell you is some time ago, it was suggested that I might become an elder. And I have you ever prayed and said, Lord, I want this, Lord, make it happen, and you get a no? And what do? We keep asking. And you know, the thing that has happened in me is I have asked the Lord several times, and every time he has said no. So I've just told the elders, I just want to obey the Lord. And so